Taylor Watch.
Welcome back!
Gio!
It's a good day to be a Swiftie. It's a good day to be a Swiftie.
It is a good
sorry
day
if you had
to
us on blast.
Yeah, sorry about your eardrums, but how could we possibly contain ourselves?
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Woo! And thank God we were watching Taylor last
night. Yes.
Because Swifties, we have a new album.
New fucking
on
album.
The fucking horizon. Oh my God. Let's break it down chronologically.
Yeah,
let's not get ahead of ourselves, but how to get out a little scream. I couldn't even
had to get that out.
I'm so excited. Oh my God. Okay. So last night, we're coming to you a day early. We couldn't sit on this pod.
Yes.
We had to put it out tonight because we know that people are looking for it. We know that this information, this turn of events is pivotal.
Yeah, monumental.
In the next couple of months. And so it's so important that we talk about it. So happy that everybody is here. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel or our Rumble channel, wherever you're watching us on. Please subscribe. We can keep the show going for moments like this, which is the greatest thing of all time. So yesterday, Sunday, was the
Grammys.
66th.
Oh.
Grammy Awards.
Okay.
I only know because it was 6-6 and then 6 Grammys she was nominated for, and all signs pointed to
the devil.
Reputation.
Oh.
the devil also.
Yes, also
I wore
the devil.
I wore my God Save the Queen
Very
Reputation
cute.
Cover shirt today because while I am excited about what else transpired in the night, we cannot move forward without addressing the fact that I am a clown again.
I fell for it too again. I couldn't help myself.
But only like the last second you did. Because even as late as last week, you were like, I can't fall for it. I can't fall for it. I was showing you all that February 5th shit. And you
had
your head on more
than
me. Oh,
the profile pictures. When she changed all of her profile pictures to black and white, I was like,
13 hours before midnight.
Yes.
She changed all of her profile. She changed all the profile pictures 13 hours before midnight. So 11 a.m. on
Sunday?
No, 11 a.m. on Sunday.
Yes.
11 a.m. on Sunday. Everybody was like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
What also happened right before the Grammys started was Taylor Swift's website went down.
Yep.
That was what I was trying to think of before we started that shit. Because I was late to that because I was already watching the red carpet and the Grammys and whatever. And I didn't even see all of this go down.
Mm.
But caught up a little bit after the fact. TaylorSwift.com was like showing an error message.
Yeah.
That's what I think I bookmarked, which I'll read out loud.
It was like, I forget the number, but it was error 31 or something.
Yep. It was 321. Here it is. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You go to TaylorSwift.com and it would say error 321, backend fetch failed, in a smaller font, a little bit more. And then a jumble of letters, a colon, and then DPT, :321, varnish cache server. Just a bunch of shit where it's like, what is this? Blah, blah, blah. Swifties, of course, they know
the
better
started
Swifties than
literally
I.
Coding.
People are coding.
Yeah, yeah.
They went into the code. I'm no joke, and they found all of these like a list of words that could potentially be used that was hidden in different languages in the code.
It's insane.
Which is, I mean, that's how do you even look at that?
Yeah.
How do you even find that?
I don't know.
Crazy shit that was going on. There was a list of words that came out that people were like, "Oh, this is what's going to be involved in whatever this announcement is."
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. And if you had reorganized the letters in the jumbled word, it came out to red herring.
Oh.
Which is which means that there's like something's going on, and it's a completely like we're fooling you by thinking one thing, but something else is actually going to happen. That's what that like expression means. And so when people saw that, they were like, okay, well, what the hell is going on?
Right.
Is this Reputation or is this something else? And then cut to later down the road, we'll talk about the announcement. But so that happened on TaylorSwift.com. Swifties are freaking the fuck out. Everyone's going apeshit. We're waiting for Taylor to get on the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And she shows up.
Shows up. And I don't know if people are going to get mad at me for saying this, but I really did not love the outfit.
I kind of feel similar.
Yeah.
And
it feels
like
that was a general consensus.
Yeah. And I liked all the pieces separately. I liked the dress.
Yeah.
I think that it's Schiaparelli.
Schiaparelli, yep.
Who is I was talking with my friends that were over last night, and we were saying that we think it may be like the first like couture outfit she's worn apart from like Oscar de la Renta or Versace or whatever. Like, she doesn't usually wear like present day couture.
Right.
And Schiaparelli is like the hotness right now.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
So I haven't really seen her do something like that. So that's interesting. She wore this white gown with black gloves.
Yep.
And she wore a beautiful necklace.
I love the jewelry.
A bunch of Lorraine Schwartz jewelry, and then a Concord watch necklace surrounded in Lorraine Schwartz jewels. As far as I can tell, my girl Taylor Swift
styled.
Hooked me up on that one. She wore her usual Giuseppe Zanotti shoes. I think she wears that same pair of black shoes like every time she goes to an award show. She like loves those shoes. Yeah. So wore those. The jewelry was insane. The necklace choker that she wore, it was a Concord watch, and it was sideways and set to midnight.
Yep.
Super cute. We saw that video of her
confirming
she's
like, is it on midnight? Is it on midnight? Yep. That was so cute. And Tree was like, yep, midnight.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Perfect. It was so cute. Yeah. Like, it almost to me, I'm like, are they... Like, I know that this is real, but also, is this a movie we're watching? Sometimes, like, those moments happen.
I know.
Like, that answers exactly. People were like, I tweeted, I was like, oh, watch a set at midnight. People were like, looks like 3:15 to me. I'm like, are you blind? It's sideways watch.
Yeah.
Like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah. But anytime I see, like, a video of her talking, like, that's not to a crowd or anything, it's always, like, a little, like... What am I looking at? Kind of.
It just, well, it borders like invasive, and it also borders like, does she know we can hear her? Like, I get worried. Like, I hope she knows we can hear her and she isn't saying something crazy.
Not that
she ever would, but you know, I mean, I don't know. It makes me nervous for her. So she comes on the carpet. Generally speaking, of course, she looks beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
she always looks amazing.
She always looks beautiful.
I just feel like the dress wore her.
Agreed. Her hair, I did not like.
I did not like the
hair
either.
I wanted to like it. I really tried. Yeah. I can appreciate a funky, like, rocker chick vibe for a do. I just didn't like it this time around. I think
I feel like it didn't match the vibe of the outfit.
Once we later learned new information, I understood, like, the meaning behind the dress and the colors and everything. So I was like, okay, I see. Like, we're playing a game.
Mm.
But not my favorite look of hers altogether.
No. I was expecting something very, obviously, because we thought that this was going to be Reputation announcement.
Yep.
So I was expecting something very, like, punk, like a black sequin dress or with some green details or,
something,
you know, just
a little
all
different.
Black, something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was just not expecting her to wear that. And what you said, like, I like the individual pieces, but I don't know, something about it just was not very cohesive to me.
Yeah. And I love a long glove.
I
love that she wore those
dramatic
long gloves.
Love.
Yeah, it was just something that was a little off. People were saying online that the dress looked like it didn't quite fit, like it was a little too big in places. And I was like, I don't disagree with that. I don't know. Something about it, whatever. But regardless of that, I don't think Taylor Swift gives a shit what we have to say about her outfit.
No.
Because she walked into the room, basically sat down and then stood up again because she won her first Grammy.
Immediately. Yeah.
But before that...
I also just want to say shout out to Trevor Noah.
Yes, that's what I was about to say.
Okay, because I felt like he was the perfect example of how to make jokes about Taylor that are funny and not rude.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Coy, take some notes.
Absolutely. Shout out to Trevor Noah. Yeah. He made a joke in the middle of the show. He first said, you could kind of tell he was stalling, like waiting for Taylor Swift to show up.
Totally.
She was like the last one to arrive. So she was outside and wasn't at her seat yet. And so he was kind of like going through his monologue, but like a little slow and like whatever. It felt like he was stalling to me.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't, but it felt like it was. And she walked in and he said something like, oh, Taylor Swift. And he was like, this whole area of the room like has saved like the economy or something like that. Which is, I think we made that joke on this podcast.
I know.
Like we literally said, make a joke about like how she, you know, how she could buy this place and she fixed the economy. Whatever. So Trevor Noah is a fan of Taylor Watch.
He was like, Lionel Richie just became Lionel Wealthy. Which I thought was funny. Like, it's such a stupid joke,
so
but it was
silly,
funny.
Though.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Yeah.
But his Trevor Noah's big joke about Taylor that went over gangbusters was that he was like, oh, I think it's unfair that people are giving Taylor shit for the NFL showing her on camera.
Yeah.
You know, she's not the one controlling the camera, but he's like, I'm going to get revenge. So tonight, I'm going to give Taylor a break. Anytime she's mentioned, we're going to show a football player.
Yeah, that was so funny.
And they showed Terry Crews, who like is beloved.
Yeah.
Like, love him.
Love Terry Crews.
So it was so funny. And he was like, what the hell? And he's like, He's like, you better fix your face, Terry. Like, no relaxing for you tonight. We'll be back here all night watching you and how you react.
He's like, watch what you say.
Yeah, I can read lips, Terry.
Like, that was very funny.
Hilarious. Yeah. Totally making light of how everybody was treating her. Or not making light, but, you know, lifting the tension in the room of how people have been, like, kind of obsessed with her at these award shows and, like, don't really know where the line is and whatever. So, big, for sure, big shouts to him. Yeah. What do you think about Trevor Noah generally?
People seem to not like him. I really have no issue with him. I think he's pretty funny. I think he's kind of like the perfect host role because he's not controversial. He's funny enough and he just like is a, seems like a nice guy. I don't know. I don't think he's the funniest person to walk the planet Earth, but I don't think comedians should have that host role because if you're like an actual funny comedian, sometimes you can be a little out of color.
Crass.
And I feel like those aren't taken well at award
sometimes,
shows.
Right, which sometimes if you're paying to go to a show for a comedian that you know and you like their jokes already, like you're expecting that for sure. But if you're a comedian and you're trying to do these crass jokes or not even crass, just like bad.
I just feel like celebrities have such sticks up their asses.
It's different.
That, like,
it's a different crowd. You got to play to the crowd. And I agree. I think Trevor Noah does a really good job of that. I also think that he doesn't overpower anything. He would show up and I'd be like, oh yeah, Trevor Noah. Yeah. And he would just like, you know, swiftly put it on to somebody else and just move it right along. So big shouts to him. Again, thank you, Trevor Noah, for respecting our queen.
Yes.
So that all happened right in the beginning. Taylor wins pop vocal album Grammy.
Yep.
Her 13th Grammy.
Yep.
Stands up on stage. Makes that face.
That smirk.
And says, I've been keeping a secret from you guys for 2 years.
I've been
this
hiding.
Woman has been keeping this a secret for 2 years.
It's crazy that no one even had like a little bit of an inkling of like what the 11th album could be.
Not even close. People online here and there will be like, TS11. Everyone thought it was going to be Karma. I was like, she has a song called Karma. She's not going to make
an album called Karma.
She has like a song called Karma that she's made twice, one with Ice Spice. And then you think she's going to make a whole album called Karma? Like, no way. And so that was insane to me that people that ever thought Karma was going to be TS11, especially after Midnights came out. But I did not expect anytime soon we were going to get an album announcement, which is the Tortured Poets Department.
Yes.
Out April 19th.
Yes, which I keep calling the Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society, me too. Yeah. All day. I almost just said Tortured Poets Society.
It's funny because
it's a mouthful.
When Francesca was like taking a video of me, I was like, the Dead Poets Society? what does that mean?
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. So, all right. Have you pre-ordered your vinyl?
Of course.
Of course. Myself
of course,
as well.
Yes.
White. The color is white.
Yeah.
So now the dress makes sense.
Yes. The black and white theme makes sense.
Black and white makes total sense. And she just, for all of us trolls, all of us clowns, really, she got us good with the Reputation stuff.
I can't believe it. How we all thought that we were getting Reputation TV, and she announces a new fucking album.
It's crazy. Like, I'm such a brat. I didn't put this part out. I like cut the video off early before I posted it online of me when she got Album of the Year later on, and I was like, this is it. This is when she's going to announce Reputation, and she doesn't. And I was like, it's literally me silent staring at the TV, and then I look over at my friends and I was like, she's never gonna give it to us. And it's like, it's so pathetic. I couldn't put it.
I would have looked
like too greedy, too like ungrateful.
Yeah.
But okay, so Taylor left the stage after winning the pop vocal album Grammy, goes, I'm gonna go post the cover now.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can go check it out. So just hijacking everything.
The
love
cover
it.
Art is very sensual.
Very sensual.
Yes.
She's got a my girl Taylor Swift styled already on lock with it.
How the hell do they know what she's wearing in that picture?
I do not. I have to like, I would love to maybe like interview her or
something.
Yeah,
we should DM
maybe she'd
her.
Be down.
Yeah.
I think that she would be, if she would be down, I'd love to do it. She'd definitely answer a DM. I'm like, I always am like replying to her stuff.
Yeah.
But so she, the top is a silk. A lot of conversation on whether or not the top is see-through.
Oh.
It is, in fact, a mesh top. It is a silk knit top from YSL.
Love.
And the pants, they're briefs, and they're from The Row.
Oh.
So we have a $650 silk top and a $790 brief.
Okay.
In case you guys want to replicate the look.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. I will be my Hanes.
Yep. I will also be. Oh my God, my friend. I'll be shopping at the House of Bezos. Yeah. That will be my place.
In order to recreate.
I stole that joke from my friend.
That's very funny.
But I'm gonna keep using.
But
it
yeah,
as my own.
It seems like it has. People are saying like a sexy folklore vibe. Uh-huh. I don't wanna make assumptions about what it's gonna sound like. I did see on Twitter that someone said that it's categorized as pop synth. I don't know if that's true or not.
But I like that. I love
like a Midnight's vibe.
Exactly. Midnight's vibe, maybe a little
1989 vibe
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for sure. So she posted the caption of the tweet and of her Instagram post is "All's Fair in Love and Poetry, new album, The Tortured Poets Department out April 19th, White Heart," with this cute pretty photo. And then also this text. It says,
"Oh yeah.
And so I enter into evidence my tarnished coat of arms, my muses acquired like bruises, my talismans and charms, the tick, tick, tick of love bombs, my veins of pitch black ink. All is fair in love and poetry. Sincerely, the chairman of the Tortured Poets Department." I have chills.
I know, literally.
I can't.
Tick, tick, tick of love bombs. I just want to say shout out to the Swifties who were on the HTML because I did see a Swiftie figured out tick, tick, tick.
People figured out all these things. Yeah. I saw in the HTML, people said evidence, bruises, talismans, charms, veins, and love bombs, I think, were. And the chairman. People found all those things in the HTML.
That's why I feel like it's going to be folklore because, like, you know, the literary devices and the metaphors.
Everyone says it'll be the lakes on steroids, which, every album she comes out with, I'm like, wow, this is even more me than the last one was. And like, but this one, I might have to be like buried next to. I might have to like ink up my whole body. Something like I already think that. Like, it's just,
it's,
oh my God.
It's really just incredible. It's exactly what I wanted and like was asking for with Midnight. So I feel like it's just perfect, and I've grown to love Midnight so much, and I just feel like this one is gonna be something that blows us all away.
I think so too, and I'm just blown away by the fact as well that this woman hasn't slept a day in her life that she slept.
I really appreciated, not to skip ahead, but her speech, I think it was for album of the year, or maybe it was for a vocal pop, but she just said like, I love this. I love this so much. This is my art. This is my passion. Like, this is what makes me happy. Like, I feel happy receiving this award, but I feel the same way when I make a song or the produce a whatever, build a bridge that hits. And it's just, I feel like there's this weird stigma about her releasing so much stuff all the time. And it's like, that's her fucking job.
That's
like,
her job. Why else?
And she's giving the people what they want. As her fan, I will take whatever she gives us. I don't get why people are like, oh my gosh, she makes so much music all the time. I just don't get it.
Who complains about their artist making too much music?
Yeah.
That to me is like, and
it just proves how hard she works and how much she loves it.
Completely. It's one thing if she was putting out an album every 3 months and it was garbage. Like, that'd be like, okay, bitch, like, why are you bothering?
Drake.
But shots. Yeah. But this is not the case here. And how about, and I really didn't try to read into this too much, but how about the faces of everyone around when she announced that album?
I know. That was very funny. Like,
was just like screaming internally. Like
fuck.
And to me, that says that they're all like, well, fuck. Now I can't. Whatever this is.
I wonder if like Miley or Olivia had like something prepared to announce in April, or Ed Sheeran. I don't know, because it seemed like all their faces
Ed
were
Sheeran's
like,
response was funny. He was like, it's bullshit. Like, he said something. It looked like he said, like, oh, that's bullshit. Oh, my God. Like, whatever. But they're friends. They're whatever.
Yeah.
From his perspective, I bet it's more of like a Jesus, she never sleeps, she never stops, like, because they're so close. But when they show Miley, they show Olivia, they're both screaming internally for sure. I think that everybody in there that's trying to produce new music, new albums, new everything, I think that like Taylor's on their fucking necks.
Oh,
like,
totally.
They can't. What's the point of it's almost like, what is the point of submitting an album to be considered when Taylor Swift is going to do the same thing the next year? Like, that does have to be like, fuck. But at the same time, it's like, sorry, she's the greatest. Like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
how
can you
what, is she gonna stop?
You just can't compare, you know?
You just
have to do the best you can in your own
She
side.
Deserves like her own Grammys. Like, she shouldn't even be, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, in a different category. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, the Taylor Swift category.
Olivia Rodrigo was up in applauding her and standing.
She was. Mm-hmm.
And Taylor was like one of the only people standing up during Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire performance. Mm-hmm. So I feel like whatever happened between them, like, is just water under the bridge.
Yeah, wherever that beef was, it's been squashed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It all seems fine.
It seemed like Olivia blew her a kiss as well.
I saw that too.
Yeah, yeah.
And in my head, like, it's... I don't ever think that there was an issue between the two of them.
Yeah.
I very much think it had to do with like labels
teams.
And lawyers,
yeah,
and teams,
yeah.
And whatever.
Yeah.
And that is awkward.
Yeah.
And I also am sure we've talked about this many times when it concerns Olivia, but Olivia was such an outspoken fan of Taylor, mm-hmm. that I almost think that she needed to tone that down to bring attention to herself.
Totally.
Because people were just like listening to Taylor instead
totally.
Of her, or, you know, her too, but like
and
spending
you, and
a lot
of
time on Taylor.
And you don't want to be constantly compared to someone. So,
no.
Yeah.
So business decision, probably best to like cool it off a little.
Right.
But the beef
doesn't
thing
mean that. Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't mean that. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I don't really know, but it looked like everything was great.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor, of course, stood and danced for everyone. It
everyone.
Seemed like that room was dead as fuck.
I tweeted. I was like, what is up with these people? Get
what's
the
wrong
fuck
with them?
Up and dance.
For
like,
Miley Cyrus to have to tell the room to
mm-hmm.
sing and dance,
yeah,
to her performance
insane.
Was fucking nuts.
Like, why were people not dancing during Fantasia and Tina Turner tribute? Like,
crazy.
I would have literally been up there like,
shimmying my,
yeah,
my tits off.
Yeah.
Crazy
people were
behavior.
Just standing. Like, how do you listen to that song and just fucking stand with a stick up your ass?
No idea. And you're right. Like, Miley or Fantasia, the Fantasia performance was insane.
Yeah.
She's in the crowd.
Yeah.
She's trying to work people up and nobody's like standing
it's
around.
It's insane.
And there were a lot of people there. It wasn't
yeah.
like it was like a small group or something.
Mm-mm.
It was like a packed house.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
People brought plus ones. Like, it wasn't just like some, you know, the celebrities only. Like,
yeah,
people
yeah.
brought, you know, whatever. So
yeah, that was so funny when Miley was like, don't act like you don't know this song.
Completely.
Yeah,
like,
I fucking
Miley Cyrus
love her.
Shouldn't have to like tell you to get up and sing when she
yeah.
just won a Grammy for the fucking song she's performing. Like, where's your respect?
I know.
And by the way, congratulations to Miley.
I was going
to
say, can we take
two
like
Grammys.
A brief 2-minute
yes.
Miley watch, because
another
fucking
round
love
of
Miley
applause.
Cyrus.
Love.
She's an icon. She's a legend.
Yep.
She has been with us since we were little girls. We
yep.
literally watched
We've
her
grown
career.
Up with her. Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe she won her. Actually, you know what? I can kind of believe she won her first Grammy just because Bangers was so fucking good. But like, I don't really know what that was in competition with
I
in
agree.
That year.
Wrecking
or even
Ball should have won something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what,
yeah, right?
I don't
but
know
like,
what.
I didn't love Plastic Hearts. And I don't. Did she
I
come
actually
and like
Plastic Hearts?
Dead Pets. Like, I don't know what else she came
yeah,
out with
Dead
between
Pets.
Bangers and
I think Dead
now.
Pets was between.
Yeah. So I don't know. I it
Flowers.
Wasn't
that, Flowers is the most recent.
Yeah.
For her.
It wasn't that shocking or American so Summer. Summer. What was it called? Summer
Endless,
Love.
Endless
Summer
Vacation.
Right.
Is what
right.
Flowers is on. Sorry.
Yes.
I
So it wasn't that shocking to me that she's never won a Grammy, but I just loved everything about her performance. She was so beautiful. Oh. I loved how she was like making jokes during the performance. And then she's like, I just won my first Grammy. Like,
so cute.
So
like,
cute.
She made
so
it
amazing.
Fun. Like,
yeah.
She made it fun. Like, it shouldn't, right. It doesn't have to be so stuffy. It doesn't have
she
to
had
be
all,
so
yeah,
like on
all
point.
The amazing
like,
outfit changes. She
all
is
her
just ad-lib. An icon.
Yeah. Her outfit
yeah.
changes were crazy. Mm-hmm. All the ad-libbing she did. Like, I had seen her perform that somewhere else where it was like, I don't want to leave you, but I did.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want to fight,
but
we
did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I've seen her do that before, and I'm glad that she did it. And she like it just was it's just fun. So okay, it went Can't Be Tamed, Bangers,
okay.
Miley Cyrus and her Dead Pets, and then Younger Now, which I actually love this album with Malibu,
okay, I forgot
Rainbow
about that
Land.
Album.
I Would Die for You. I love that album actually.
Yeah, I do like that album too.
And that actually came out same year as Reputation. I remember listening to them back and forth. She Is Coming was 2019. Is that a song or no? Yeah, it's an album. Damn,
oh,
I missed
what?
That one completely.
She had an album called
Unholy,
She Is Coming.
Mother's Daughter.
Oh, it's like
oh,
an EP.
It's like an
it's
EP.
EP.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was long
Mother's time. Daughter is a great
yes,
song.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
And then Plastic Hearts, which I love, and then
yeah, Plastic Hearts is good.
And then
and
Miley
the Summer
Live. Attention, Miley Live. She must have done like a live thing. And then Endless Summer Vacation.
Okay.
Which really is.
Oh shit! So there was a lot
she's
in between.
She's been busy. Like she's
yeah.
been busy, booked and busy, but. I think that Flowers was such an anthem.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so well shot, so well produced.
Yeah.
The song, the lyrics
song
were great.
Song is so catchy.
Song is so
yeah.
catchy.
Great
you
meaning.
You can feel like,
totally.
The meaning behind
totally.
It. Like,
every
you know,
time
like,
I listen to it, I'm like,
you.
I can't
Yeah, me too. It makes you feel good. It also just makes you like fuck that guy, like fuck anybody else. Like, I'm enough for myself.
Totally.
Like, it's a really, really good song. Love it. Performed it like a queen. Mm-hmm. All of her outfit changes were insane. Her hair looked crazy. However,
I kind of loved it.
I know what she was doing. Like, she's being Dolly. Yeah, she's being whatever. Yes. So for the
Jane
purposes,
Fonda-esque. Yes, yeah.
For the purpose of it, like 80s hair, totally like loved it in the moment. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. But like when she got on the carpet, I was like, oh boy.
Yeah, I was like, okay. But then she looks like she's about to shoot laser beams out of her wrists. But yeah, she looked amazing. And there was this very cute clip of her on Hannah Montana, and she hands Lily her Grammy speech for when she wins Record of the Year. Mm. And I was like, what a full circle
moment.
What
a manifest, right? Like, God, so cool.
So awesome. So I just love her so freaking much.
Me
and
too.
I have defended her. You can ask my aunt. My aunt always says that Miley Cyrus reminds her of, I remind her of Miley Cyrus because... Yeah. When she did all the pole dancing stuff, I fought for her.
Yes.
I was like, I love her. Like,
she's just
misunderstood,
off.
Okay?
Right. She's misunderstood. She's going off. She clearly needs attention. Oh, wait. Also, more drama with that. Her second Grammy speech where she thanked, like, her family or whatever and, like, pointedly did not thank her dad.
I know.
And then said, like, I don't think I forgot anybody. Like,
I know.
She's like, so that beef must
be raging
on.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
That's really sad. Yeah. But he's, like, living in Australia with his new wife, right?
Oh.
Or something? She is Australian.
So he must have done something.
He fucked up. I know that he fucked up, but I don't know the extent of it.
Did he cheat on Trish?
I don't know if he cheated or they got divorced and he got remarried really quickly.
Right.
Like, to be honest, probably. You know, like, you don't not thank your dad and your Grammy
speech
if he didn't, like, fuck up.
Yeah, totally.
And especially, like, they're a musical family.
Yes.
You know, it's like
a
whole thing. What a massive moment for her to pointedly leave him out of. Mm. So, in my eyes, there's bad fucking blood there.
Yeah, totally.
And, but you know what? Good for her.
And then she said,
doesn't have to thank anyone but
I forgot
herself.
To wear underwear. Bye.
Yep. Forgot to wear underwear. Bye.
Yeah.
Don't have to thank anybody but the people that were really there for you.
Right.
So congratulations, massive congrats.
Seriously.
To her. And she did beat out Taylor in I think both categories. That
yes.
she won in.
Yes.
Instead of Taylor, it was Miley.
Yeah.
And love that.
Love that. Love.
So down for it.
Yes.
Anyway, so then we get back to the award show itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said a second ago, Taylor's dancing to Olivia. She's dancing to everybody.
Dancing to everyone, singing along.
Singing
a Fast Car. Fast Car was amazing.
Fast Car was so good.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell.
I was crying my eyes out. Joni fucking Mitchell. We talked about her at length last time and how we were excited about that. And that performance was so
just,
moving.
Oh my God, I couldn't stop crying.
Gia.
And I don't really know Joni Mitchell that well. Like, I don't really know her music that well. But
obviously
that song is so iconic from fucking Love Always.
Of course.
Where,
Love Actually.
Oh, Love Actually, sorry. Yeah. And is it Helen Mirren who plays
No,
her?
It's Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson's character.
Yeah.
And it's right
Finds
after
out
she...
that her husband's cheating on her.
Right.
Just
right.
an iconic scene.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Iconic scene. Yeah, I was just going to describe the whole scene. Everybody's seen it. Like,
if
you haven't
seen
it, you got to see Love Actually.
Yeah.
Wait till Christmas, though. It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
But so, the stage, like, her sitting, she sounded good.
She sounded so good. Brandi Carlile was there up there with her.
I love
Brandi Carlile.
I love Brandi Carlile.
Yeah.
And I was so happy to see her. So many people on stage just, like, in awe of Joni singing.
Yeah.
And then even the stage itself had, like, the fallen chandeliers and stuff.
Ugh,
like, all the
beautiful.
Mood.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful.
Meryl
beautiful.
And her daughter, like,
That's,
crying together
Gia.
Was so heartwarming.
I could not handle that.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the sweetest. Because you know that Joni, I'm sure Meryl is a big Joni
totally,
fan, and I'm
totally.
Sure they grew up listening
yes.
to it. Like, that's how that seemed. I could honestly cry. Like,
it was so touching.
I also did not know that Meryl Streep's son-in-law
is
Mark Ronson.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. That was insane. I had
no idea
that either. Yeah,
so
that was
that
very
she,
funny when they
came
out together.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
she was being very mother-in-law.
Very mother-in-law, being really like silly and cute and whatever, and both of her daughters were there.
Yeah,
and in my head, for some reason, Meryl Streep like didn't have kids, never was married, like nothing.
No,
like,
yeah,
I just always saw her as like lone wolf, like you know, business bitch. And no, she's got two daughters. I think a son as well. Like I looked last night. I honestly forget, but at least two daughters, and they were both there last night alongside Mark Ronson, her son-in-law. Meryl and Mark Ronson presented the award to Miley, I think. Record of the Year.
Yeah.
They presented Record of the Year to Miley. And
Because they made like that weird banter about Record of the Year.
About like if it's like it's the most important.
It's different
or, like,
than like Song of the Year or whatever.
Which was a little like I liked it 'cause it's Meryl, but you know.
Yeah.
So that was all, like, all those moments were really, really sweet. Yeah. I think that this Grammys, this award season in general, apart from, like, a few of the jokes, snafus, whatever, has been awesome.
Totally.
Like, everything has been really, I think, well-deserved. Everyone seems supportive of each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all crammed into, like, 2 months, so it's hard to, like... It's a lot of seeing of each other, a lot of socializing, which I'm sure all these people are sick of at this point, like getting dressed up every week to like do the same thing.
Yeah.
But I think that it's coming out great, better than I.
Yeah, this was definitely one of the better Grammys from what I can remember, like at least in the past like four or five years.
Absolutely.
Just very fun, good heartwarming moments, like great performances.
How about Dua Lipa?
Oh, she's so slay.
Absolutely set the place on fire.
Yeah.
Incredible she came out performance. Hot. Came out hot.
In great figuratively and literally.
Excellent medley.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah,
I'm
love her.
I'm a big Dua Lipa fan.
Me too. Love Dua Lipa. Love her outfits. Love her songs.
Love her vibe.
She needs a new album soon because Future she's Nostalgia album, is a banger of an album.
It's so good, but it's
and
like.
I need more pop.
I need more.
Yeah, I need more girly pop.
She is. She's
it was a
fantastic.
Night of the girly pops.
It was a major night of the girly pops. The girl power was like oozing out of the building.
I don't think one man won an award.
I don't think
at least
so either.
Ones that are on the ones that were shown on TV.
Right. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to figure out if anybody did. I don't think Jay-Z was the only
one.
Yeah,
that's just like an honorary one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy.
We'll a brief discussion about this, about Jay-Z. Mm. I feel like we'd be remiss not to mention it, and now I'm paranoid about not mentioning things.
Okay.
But, you know, God forbid.
Right.
Jay-Z went to receive like a lifetime achievement type award. Like, oh, Dr. Dre. The Dr. Dre like Impact Award, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So great award, very important. He brought Blue Ivy on stage with him, so cute. Beyonce was in the audience wearing a hat,
clearly
in disguise, but not really.
Yeah.
Love that. We love her.
Yeah, love
and,
her.
And so he went up on stage to give his speech. He was thankful to people, and then kind of it turned into this monologue about how the Grammys are corrupt and this shit's stupid, and how does Beyonce have more Grammys than any artist ever but somehow doesn't have album of the year and whatever. And he was saying how like they don't ever come to the Grammys anymore because it's a farce and they're only here this year to accept this award because Dr. Dre was there and whatever. And
he said, like, some people don't deserve to be in certain categories.
Yes, that is where he started to lose me. And I think he also started to lose Beyonce, who looked horrified.
Yeah, she looked pissed.
By everything that he was saying. Yeah. Her face was stone. Like, you know, plastered smile, but stone. Like, there's no way that she was, like, okay with all that.
Yeah, because, like, who are you to say that
certain
people... I think
she gets really uncomfortable by those things because, as far as I can tell... She never asked any of these men to stand up for her.
Yeah, and she doesn't need Jay-Z to speak for her.
She doesn't need Jay-Z to stand up for her. She never needed Kanye to stand up for her. Like, she's never asked anyone to be like, it's so unfair, and I'm being treated unfairly, and la, la, la. Beyonce is not that kind of bitch, and she knows her worth.
Yeah.
And she's not worried about a Grammy.
It is a travesty that she has not won Album of the Year.
When I found out that she didn't win Album of the Year for Lemonade, I had no idea.
Well, yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
I remember because Adele won for 25.
Right.
And Adele, like, thanked Beyonce. Saying her speech.
I remember that
thing.
I didn't realize that was Lemonade though.
Yes.
But holy shit.
And she also lost to Harry Styles.
That one was ridiculous.
Yeah, that
she
is
should,
ridiculous.
I mean, that's crazy.
It is ridiculous. I love Harry Styles. I love Harry's house.
Same.
Not Album of the Year.
Not Album of the Year, especially compared to Renaissance, which which like was a totally new type of music. Like it was that was kind of crazy. So no, I'm not in disagreement with what Jay-Z said.
Yes, exactly.
I think that the Grammys aren't all of these award shows are biased in their own ways. They have, you know, skeletons in the closet. They pull them out once a year to cast votes on who
and
deserves,
I also feel like
know?
It, yeah, and it kind of like
these like old people in
makes
it,
who, Beyonce look bad, not look bad, but like say she does win next year or the year after that, like people are gonna be like, oh well, does she only win because Jay-Z called them out? You know what I mean?
Completely.
Like
completely, and it also too, she's so humble and gracious that I just feel like. Like she would never ask or want someone to do that shit. I don't know. Like everyone knows that the shit is corrupt.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that these people who vote for these awards like don't really have their finger on the pulse all the
like
time.
Like skeletons.
Right, exactly. Like they're 100 years old and they don't know music. And like we all know
are
that.
Are the Grammys fan voted?
No.
Oh.
No
then
way.
Why do they keep saying thank you to the fans, thank you to the fans?
I think because I don't know. They were all saying that they get the fans. No way, because I would have been voting for Taylor Swift all day and night, like for the past month.
No,
and a half,
literally.
You know? So yeah, see what the Grammys are all about. Yeah. But in the meantime, I think that what Jay-Z said, I know he had good intentions, and but it did feel a little shady towards any of the artists nominated that year. I think it's kind of unfair that people will get nominated in these categories, and it's exciting for them. It's maybe their first Grammy nomination. Maybe it's their 10th nomination, and they're hoping for their first win. Like, it could be a bunch of reasons why they're there, and they're excited, and they want to feel proud of themselves, and they've worked hard.
Totally.
And they've gotten, like, at least a nod of, like, we see you're working hard.
Yeah.
Anything like that. It bothers me for Jay-Z to go up there and then be like, some of you don't even deserve to be here. You don't deserve to be nominated, whatever. It's like, yeah. That's a negative fucking attitude,
I know.
Jay-Z.
It's like, also, like, kind of rude. And I do feel like every person that was nominated this year totally deserved it.
I agree.
It.
Like, yeah. Every category they put up there, it was like, in my head, I was like, who is going to win
this?
Yeah,
totally.
Like, we said last week, we weren't sure how
SZA,
many.
SZA, I thought for sure SZA was going to win Album of the Year.
Me too. I thought that too. And then when Midnights won, I was just as surprised as I think Taylor was.
Yeah.
But I remember back to the time when Midnights came out, 1 through 10 or 15 songs on the Billboard Top 100 for like a week straight was Midnights only.
Midnights was a
it was
huge
massive.
Huge
album. People forget. And I love
huge.
SOS. I love SZA. And that album was fucking awesome. But it did not reach as far past TikTok as people think. Like, I'm sorry to say that. I think the people need to start realizing that, like, that TikTok isn't the world.
Yeah,
and,
I do think SZA broke a lot of records, and it was a huge chart-topping album for sure.
But I think that the, like, younger people who are so outraged and think this is like a total robbery, need to remember that there's like
older people.
There's other people involved. It's not just this. I think SZA. First of all, SZA won 3 Grammys. No, 4.
I don't know. I only saw the one that she has.
She won the most Grammys of the night. She won the most Grammys of the night. Yeah. So SZA got a bunch of Grammys for this, which is great. And yes, maybe she should have taken album.
Right.
But I don't think that she didn't get her flowers for that album.
Four
Grammys she won. More than Taylor.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I'm saying? So I think that, like, don't get so caught up on.
She took home 3 Grammys last night.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I guess she maybe she already won one. Maybe for Control.
Oh yeah,
because maybe
she
for
win
Control.
Best New Artist a few.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if she won that a few.
Oh,
years
speaking
ago.
Of Best New Artist, shout out Victoria Monet. She has been grinding for years and years and years, and she's finally getting her spotlight. She's so talented. I really like her, and congrats to Victoria Monet.
Can I tell you that I've never seen her face, never seen her name
until
last night.
She,
and I thought, this is crazy. How have I never heard of this girl? And everybody was so complimentary. Everyone is standing ovations.
She, I have
hugs
heard
from
her
Beyonce.
Name throughout.
Like, how did I miss this girl?
I know.
Yeah,
I've heard her name throughout the, you know, celebrity grapevine for a really long time.
Huh.
She's been friends with Ariana Grande for a really long time too. So I think that's kind of how people know her a little bit. I believe she maybe was in one of the music videos for Ariana Grande, but she's a super talented singer. She's been in the industry forever. So I'm very glad, and I'm happy for her. She finally got her flowers because she's super talented.
Hell yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now I have to read up on her because I sometimes,
I think you'd
like
her music.
I'll miss people entirely.
She's super,
you know?
She's fun. Like,
I've
got
to get into it. I've got to get into it. But anyway, so I think that album of the year is, it's now a conversation, did Taylor Swift deserve it or not? I think that everyone that was nominated deserved it.
Yeah.
Nobody didn't deserve it.
Right.
But I also think that Taylor winning it makes sense
just based
on how massive that album was.
Yeah.
And just in terms of, like, I don't know, popularity, social.
Yeah.
Like, it just was, it was everywhere. You couldn't get away from it. It was a movement. She's been using it to hide Easter eggs for other albums. Like, it's so much more in depth than charts. But then she also was on the top of the charts. The entire album was on the top of the charts. Like, every single song in a row for like a week.
Yeah, it was
like,
crazy.
How do you argue that? I don't know. So anyway, I when it comes to did she deserve it or not, I don't think she was any less deserving than anyone else.
Yeah, I agree.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, totally agree.
Also have to address the elephant in the room.
Oh.
She snubbed Celine a little bit. As accident.
Oh,
Taylor.
Celine. Oh, my God. I thought you said Selena. I was like,
no,
Selena
no, no.
was
Celine,
there?
Sorry. Celine Dion.
Yes.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. came out on stage, which I
was very unexpected.
Very unexpected. Extreme. Nobody, surprise guest. People thought it was going to be Beyonce giving, like, handing out the award or whatever. And then they were like, Beyonce's here. And I was like, ooh, that's it, the special guest. Hmm. No one would have thought in a million years it'd be Celine Dion. Because as people know, Celine Dion has been very sick for a while.
Yep.
Stiff person syndrome.
Yeah.
And she, last I heard, she like was having trouble speaking. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, it's mixed reports what I hear online. Who knows what's true?
I guess like sometimes it can be like, it can come in waves.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, so happy to see her looking great, walking on stage, talking to people, presenting an award. Like, so happy. Celine is
an icon.
You know what I mean? She's absolutely everything. But it is hilarious that Taylor Swift won Album of the Year. Clearly, the biggest surprise she got of the night. Did not think she was going to win it.
Yeah.
Ran up on stage. She was definitely, like, drunk at that point. Or, you know, whatever. Maybe just, like, giddy. All trying to drag everybody up on stage with her. She's like, I don't want to go back up there by myself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's bringing Lana upstage, who just lost Album of the Year to her.
I know.
Which was, you know, but Lana's on Midnights. I don't know.
Everything I think she did have like a kindness thing. People kind of saw it as like, oh, it's so rude for her to like bring her up.
No, it was definitely not rude. I think it was a panic and a, I don't, people are going to be.
She's on the album.
And also, exactly, she's on the album, but also right on the heels of Jay-Z's speech being like, Album of the Year, you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
She wins it. And in my head, she's probably like, people are going to think I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
And I need to bring up as many people as I can to show that, like, I'm not just accepting this by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, whatever. So she grabs Lana. She grabs Jack Antonoff. She's running up on stage. She can't believe it. She also, by the way, broke the record for most amount of times winning Album of the Year. Four times. More than any artist has ever done. More than
Beat
Frank
out.
Sinatra.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder.
Paul Simon,
I think. And Paul Simon,
And, which is nuts. And so she's up there. She's freaking the fuck out. She like is half going over to the microphone, but she's trying to drag like Lana and Jack over with her. She like doesn't want to go up there by herself. And in that commotion, she takes her Grammy from Celine.
Yeah.
And like didn't even look at Celine.
Didn't even acknowledge her.
And in my eyes, that to me was sheer panic. And I don't even think she realized it was Celine that was holding the Grammy. Like she knew Celine was up there, but like whatever.
Well, when she... when she walked out, Celine Dion, they showed Taylor. She was standing up and clapping and smiling.
Singing along with the song they're playing. Yeah. Like everything. She's obviously a Celine fan. Immediately after, they talk on the way off the stage, they take a photo.
Yeah.
Everything is fine. The craziness of the moment has passed.
Yeah.
All is well. Or so you would think. Because, of course, everybody online
the internet
has a problem with it. And everyone
calling
is like,
rude,
she's Celine.
Yeah.
She's rude, disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. I think people need to get a grip.
People just don't give celebrities, like, the benefit of the doubt anymore.
Never.
It's kind of insane.
It's sad.
Yeah, because she would never fucking intentionally snub Celine Dion. Like,
come on.
Yeah.
Taylor's
it's
one of the most respectful
people. It's a huge moment for herself.
Yeah. Taylor's one of the most respectful people, like, in the world. Like, she, especially to other artists. Like, she really respects other artists, and she goes out of her way to make sure that she shows that respect in so many different ways. Again, even last night was an example. Her standing up and dancing and singing
for everyone,
all the words to everybody's songs. Yeah. Like she takes the time. All she's doing day and night is writing songs and putting out albums, but still she finds the time to recognize everyone else in the room and know their songs and know their work enough to like participate in dancing and singing during the. It's like. What more can she do
she
for
just
people
can't
to
win.
Believe that
yeah.
she's a genuine person?
Yeah.
And maybe she, like, she didn't, you know, do what Miley did to Mariah to Celine, which is probably, like, a part of why people thought maybe something like that would happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Miley was so, like, freaking out about Mariah Carey at the beginning. And I just, oh, man. She was getting dragged last night for a little while.
She also, Celine Dion has stiff person syndrome, so I don't know if, like, you can hug her.
Right. I don't know what
like,
you can do
her
with
her joints and her bones, like,
completely.
Are in pain.
Nobody knows what was going on. It was, you know.
I think it was just a lot of hubbub. Getting caught up in the moment. You're overwhelmed. You just won Album of the Year for the fourth time, breaking your record. Like, you're not going to be like 100% say what you want to say and do what you want to do in that moment. Like, you're going to freak out and just blurt out whatever comes out, you know?
Completely. And it's live TV and there's a time constraint. So it's a mad dash to get up there. Everyone's freaking out on stage. There was some other girl who I don't even know.
In the blue dress.
Taylor was like really trying to talk to you. Like, she was even trying to pull her next to her.
Yeah.
Like, she was clearly nervous to be up there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I feel bad that she's getting dragged. I think the moment was hilarious, though. I literally said, like, did she just blow off Celine Dion? Yeah. Like, it was
Yeah, it was crazy. I funny, we but obviously it's fine. Too.
Like,
yeah.
Obviously, everything is fine. Like, she didn't intentionally disrespect Celine Dion.
No.
Everybody needs to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
But yeah, what a crazy, crazy night.
So wild. I mean, just not what I expected at all.
Me neither.
No, like, the fact that she is coming out with another fucking album is so absurd.
Okay, so let's get a little more into that now. Now, I think that's pretty much everything for the Grammys, right? What else happened? Nothing special?
Mm.
SZA shouted out Taylor Swift in her in her acceptance speech. She was, like, giving her acceptance speech and then looked over and was like, oh, hey, Taylor.
Yeah.
I love
She's
you.
Like, hey. Yeah,
it's so
very
cute. Really sweet. And I think that's pretty much...
Yeah, I just think it was a great night for the women.
Really good
women
night.
Women in the industry.
Major girl
I love
power.
It. Yeah, loved it.
Keep
loved
the men
it.
Out.
Yeah, and I do
feel
bad...
the one man on stage piss everybody off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, come on.
I feel bad for Olivia Rodrigo. She got...
I do,
no
too.
Grammys.
No Grammys.
But she won three last year.
Yeah. I also don't think that she got snubbed. I think that the nominations were enough. I think that the right people won.
Lot of things that... I kind of agree. I feel like Vampire maybe should have won something, but I don't know.
Vampire is a great song.
Yeah.
Love it. The edited version is too cheesy for me to enjoy.
I get that. No, it does not
Dream
hit the
Crusher
same.
Dream Crusher does not
Crusher,
hit the
no.
same. No. And that's unfortunate. But
no, Fame Fucker is way better.
Fame Fucker is so much better. Yeah. I also think that Guts is basically a continuation of Sour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it is any like better or worse.
Yeah,
I think
it wasn't
it's just like
yeah, yeah. It wasn't exactly like a big risk. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I get that.
And I love both those albums.
Same.
I really do.
Same.
But did I think that Guts deserved a Grammy? Not necessarily. But the nominations I think were great.
Yeah,
perfect.
I agree.
Love it. Happy that they've seemingly squashed beef as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, good, good. All right. I think that's. I hate when. I just don't want to forget something.
Yeah. I feel like
we covered everything.
We
covered it all, too.
There was one.
Let's see. Oh, we got our girl Sally Dar, who I love on TikTok, by the way. Do you follow her on TikTok?
Yeah, she's
cute. And she's very funny on Twitter. I love her. But she tweeted, new album better be folklore but sluttier. Take me to the lakes where all the tortured poets went to fuck. Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it, love it, love it.
There was one about Taylor's. Okay. Fearless, she was the youngest person to win Album of the Year.
There you go. Uh-huh.
1989, she was the first woman to win twice. Folklore, first woman to win three times. And Midnight's first person to win four times.
It's incredible.
So crazy.
It's incredible. It's really great.
So happy for her.
Me too.
Slay.
What an exciting day. So, and then she left the Grammys and immediately got on board plane, headed to Tokyo.
Yeah. Well, no, she went to a Grammys after party.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I didn't even say.
Oh, did you not see her?
No.
There's this video of her chugging. What people think is water, but I might think it could be vodka.
What?
Did you not see this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she went to an after party for a little bit.
No way that's vodka. That would be so crazy.
Yeah, it would be crazy. I'll attach the video in the YouTube. But
I just keep watching it.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not.
Yeah, she wore like a
like a gold shimmery dress.
Gold and white shimmery dress with like a. Spaghetti straps. It was like a V-neck. Very cute. There was no...
I'm trying to see my girl TSS doesn't have it up there yet, but I have not seen any photos of her. That's the first time I even saw her like out and about. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even know
she hasn't. This has been like the only picture, which is very funny.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
She got a drink in her hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
But that's like the only picture. But yeah, so I guess she went to the after party for a little bit.
Okay.
And then headed her way to Tokyo.
That's fabulous. Fantastic. News from Tokyo that happened since we last recorded. The Japanese consulate released a statement and said that they are prepared for Taylor's visit through a bunch of little funny lyric titles.
Very cute.
Cute stuff. Love it. Also happening in Japan right now, Taylor Swift trucks, I don't know if it's for marketing
saw that.
Or what, are driving around in the streets. You know, they got her bringing her
Tokyo
merch
would be
and stuff
such
everywhere.
A sick place to
oh,
go
it'd
see
be
her.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
Like just amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, congratulations to all the Japanese Swifties who get to experience.
Seriously.
Because that's exciting as fuck. And so obviously we're clowning. I paint all over my face, egg all over my face as usual about Reputation. Yes, she clowned us on purpose.
Yeah.
It's very clear she's clowning us on purpose.
Yep.
But Gia, when is it coming?
When is it your time?
Is
when
it
is
gonna
it?
Be
yeah.
at the show? Like, is it
I
gonna
feel
be
like
Japan,
now it's not
Tokyo?
Gonna happen for a while.
Right?
Because there's just no way she can announce
before,
too.
Yeah. Unless it's like this week, it's not going to be before the new album.
Yeah, no. I don't think
this
so.
This week is the only week.
Now
be
I say, and I'm going to stick to it, I will not fall for anything until I see her in a black outfit speaking the words Reputation, Taylor's Version. I refuse to look like a clown again.
It's crazy.
It's been twice this time.
It's crazy how foolish I feel.
Yeah.
Gia, I bought outfits for today. Like, I bought, like, a couple shirts and, like, a skirt.
I was listening to it on the way to my sister's because that's where I watched the Grammys. And I walked in and Francesca even was like, I feel like tonight's the night. And I was like, I know. I feel like the stars are aligning. Everything's making sense.
Mm-hmm. Not quite.
But... you know, you can't be disappointed because
can't be.
A whole new fucking new album is incredible.
She has us with her, we're dancing with our hands tied, girl, because we are like, I feel guilty being disappointed about Reputation because we have something new that is going to be unbelievable right on the horizon, like 2 months away.
It's crazy.
So, which is, or 3 months away, I guess, technically, but that's, you know, which is nuts.
Yeah.
But I won't pretend like I wasn't slightly disappointed about Reputation just because I got my hopes way too fucking high. And yeah, at this point, like I feel like I've been humiliated to the point of like I can't even talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I can't talk about it until it's out. And that's that. I've learned my lesson, Taylor. Yeah. I'm very sorry. Like I don't know what to do. But yeah, I really don't know. Like it has to be like a year. Like people are saying like 2025 the other two re-records come out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. That seems like a long time.
Seems far away to me.
Yeah, I feel like it will be maybe in the summer.
That could be plausible.
But yeah, I just don't. I don't see it happening before this album comes out.
Yeah,
Tortured Poets.
I agree.
Maybe. How do you feel about that name?
Okay.
When she first said, I was like, "What the fuck?"
I was a little confused. I like the name. Yeah. I think that it's so similar to like Dead Poets Society.
Yeah.
Like torture poet. There's a few like poet society like
society doesn't get me. Like, I'm tortured.
Something like so I can
like,
see.
Please,
the
you're Jack Antonoff and Aaron Dessner and Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
You're not torture
like,
poets.
Yeah. It's like it's fine. But I think that I think it's cute. I think it's funny, and I also think it is a direct. Like every album that she has is one word,
right?
And except for Taylor Swift, obviously. And I think, oh, and we can talk about this now because we've moved on to the new album
speak
discussions.
Now, speak
Now. Speak Now. Yeah. I forgot about Speak Now. Sorry. It all feels like one word to me. But I really think the reason for this title is because, one, it'll definitely be a collection of like poetry, like intense lyrics. Mm-hmm. So we're saying like the lyric girls. We're getting fed.
Yeah.
Like this is our.
I hope
this
so.
Is
I
our,
really hope
this
so.
Is our Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. Like this is our main fucking meal.
Yeah.
So excited. I really think that is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And what I also think is that based on this December actors on actors interview between Paul Mescal and Joe Alwyn, posted by Variety. If you want to go look back, they discussed that they have a WhatsApp group with the two of them and Andrew Scott that's labeled the Tortured Man Club.
Right.
Or Tortured Men's Club. And Joe said, I haven't had to use it. It hasn't had much use recently, Alwyn says. And Paul said, I feel like we're less tortured now. So one could think that this group chat, and for those who aren't keeping score, Paul Mescal and Phoebe Bridgers also broke up. Phoebe Bridgers, of course, close personal friend of Taylor Swift and opener of her show most of the time. So I'm sure the four of them went on many a double date.
Right.
Especially during, conversations with friends, normal people era.
Right, right.
Phoebe and Paul and Joe and Taylor kind of all broke up around the same time.
Right.
And now this, I don't really know how Andrew Scott fits in except for the fact that they're all friends.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was going through a breakup or what.
No, Andrew Scott's gay.
Is he gay?
Yeah. So I don't. He wouldn't be dating a woman in that
Is
circle,
he
at least.
Gay?
Yeah.
I did not know he was gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe Taylor had a friend
Sad.
Of his.
We
but yeah,
we lose no, another I, good one. Damn it.
Yeah, he's really hot.
He's
so,
so cute, and like I just love how he's a great actor. I think he's an excellent actor. But
yeah.
I that's why he's so good in Fleabag. Like I thought.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he's fabulous.
I did not think he was gay. Anyway,
yes.
So right, they're all in the chat. They're talking Tortured Man Club. And I think that this title is a direct shot at
Yeah.
I think this is her being like, this album will be about Joe Alwyn.
Yeah, and like kind of like how he always had to come off as like the tortured, brooding, like 100% actor, like nobody gets me. I feel like he has such that vibe.
I think that this is like a fuck you. And I think we're gonna get all the tea.
I hope so.
It's coming out April 19th, which Jack Mack, our guy Jack Mack.
Jack Mack's on the scene.
Do you want to see if he wants to come on for Thursday and chat with us a little bit?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
For questions and stuff, because I think that'd be so fun. And people in the comments on TikTok are asking for Jack Mack.
Oh, really?
He always does the, he always does, not in Taylor Watch. I'm always getting tagged in his videos. Yeah. He has to go on Taylor Watch because he always is breaking down his quick, like, minute things on TikTok where he breaks down what's going on in the news, and he is very complimentary of Taylor always. He always gets the story right.
And
we appreciate that out of our in-house TikTok reporter.
Yes, thank you, Jack Mack.
Thank you, Jack Mack. So maybe we'll bring him in to talk about all this. So I think that this album, like I said, is a direct fuck you at Joe. April 19th it comes out. Jack Mack tweeted this. April 19th is the anniversary of the Revolutionary War, where we were declaring ourselves free from Britain.
Wait, so, that's hilarious.
Yeah. April 19th is also the day that last year that Taylor went out with Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds,
and then they all unfollowed Joe
on Instagram in the same day. Gigi Hadid as well, like that whole crew.
Very interesting.
So April 19th is significant for a few reasons. Mm. The Revolutionary War thing, like, could be a coincidence, but there's no way. Like, it was the start of the war for the independence from Britain. Like, that's
hilarious.
Like,
yeah,
that's
that
hilarious.
Is very funny.
Funny as fuck. So anyway, that's all going on. Obviously, Aaron Dessner was at the Grammys last night, so I'm sure he's involved.
I hope
and,
so.
Jack
Anything
Antonoff,
that he does is amazing. Yeah, Jack Antonoff, fabulous.
Agreed.
So yeah,
I have a feeling it'll be Folklore Evermore vibes.
I hope so.
A little more darkness to it. I'm thinking, which I love. And
I'm trying to go in with no expectations because I think I said this earlier, but I had a weird feeling that Midnights was gonna have a Folklore vibe. I don't really know why I thought that. I think maybe because, like, Folklore Evermore, and I kind of thought that she would just keep going with that type of vibe, but she completely switched it up.
Yeah.
So it caught me off guard, and I think that's why I didn't like it as much as at first. So I'm trying to go
in with no expectations.
Yeah, I did not like Midnights at first.
I totally forgot that.
It took me, like, a week.
Of course, I listened
to it, and I was like, wait, this album's actually really good. And now I like it a bajillion times more. It's actually been my album that's been on repeat recently for me.
I fucking love Midnight.
Yeah.
So much.
So I'm trying to go in with no expectations because I don't want to be disappointed or feel any type of way. I just want
to
fully embrace.
Objectively.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
And that's totally fair. And I think that the only reason I'm thinking it will be those kind of vibes is because of the poetry.
Well, yeah, totally. I mean,
if you
read that second slide, if you read the lyrics, the hint that she gave us with a little bit of lyrics, like, it gives Folklore vibes for sure.
Totally. Which, again, love all around.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you.
Oh.
Do we think that she, this album comes out April 19th. Obviously, it's in the middle of the tour.
Right.
Do we think that puts anything in? Right. Like, obviously, she's not adding another era.
I feel like.
But maybe surprise songs?
Yeah, I feel like surprise songs. I don't know. I feel like she's had this routine.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to do a whole other part.
More.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, because it'd be so long.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, like, debut's not really in it. So, like, it's technically not all of the eras.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like, surprise songs for sure. I don't think she'll add maybe one song if it's like a single, but I don't see that happening.
Right. Like maybe like a middle of the stage microphone moment, like an All Too Well moment, but
totally.
Not 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Possibly,
exactly.
Who knows? But I'm completely aligned with you. I don't think that she makes any major changes. I think that it's the fact that she's putting out new music while on tour is so crazy.
It's
just, she's so busy, you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
like,
she's got so much going on.
They're gonna add, like, an extra thing to, like, the merch and stuff?
Yeah, like that's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not all happening. Like, who knows? So, and I hope that she doesn't add it in, regardless of what kind of album it is, like, whatever. I hope that she keeps it the way it is for her own sake, you know what I mean? For her own sanity. She's already done so much. 3.5 hours. What more can we fucking want?
Totally.
Like, it's just, it's crazy. So I think that, I don't think anybody should get their hopes up if they're seeing any European or Asian shows or anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
because I don't think it's
gonna happen. I don't think so either.
So just, you know, clear jets.
I do like how this is like the completion of all the colors of the hearts emojis.
Yeah, that is cool. That is cool.
It's perfect.
Except every orange, single, right? Is there an orange heart?
There's no orange heart, so maybe TS12 will be orange.
Can I tell you? I hate orange. My least favorite color.
I don't really like orange either. I like a certain type of orange.
I like a like a light orange, like a sunset or a sherbet. I don't mind. But like an orange, like that orange right there on the ground, I hate that
orange. No. Gross. I don't like a bright orange. No.
Yeah,
I like a sunset orange, maybe.
Sunset, sherbet, I said.
Yeah, oh yeah, sherbet.
Slushy, mango slushy orange. Sure. That's kind of yellow even, like whatever. Not a fan of orange, so I kind of really like never, I hope that she never does an album with orange. Like when people were saying that Karma was going to be the album and it was going to be orange, I was like, fuck. I hope not.
I cannot rock orange. God
I
damn
really
it.
Can't.
Yeah,
it's terrible with my hair, terrible with my skin.
I don't think orange looks good.
Orange is not my
either.
No. I have one like light orangey kind of dress, and it only looks good when I have a tan and my hair is light. So it's just, you know, not my vibe.
Right.
But yeah, I think that this really just proves that Taylor, we never know what she's up to.
Never.
Never know what she's thinking.
Yeah.
How far ahead she's working in advance. Like, that's what's so nuts.
She always
about
has
it.
A trick up her sleeve.
Always.
I just kept saying, she's insane. She's insane. She's insane. She's insane. Insane.
How does she keep it all in her head? You know?
I don't. It just is truly, truly hilarious that everyone thought she's going to do Reputation TV and she just announced a brand new fucking album. Like, I just can't even believe that
she
it's happening.
She set us all the fuck up. It was evil that she changed her Midnight's profile pictures
to
black
and white.
White.
Because I guess it does fit because
of
the aesthetic.
Of course it fits.
Yeah.
It was evil that she did that.
Yeah.
And then when they announced it, changed all the social covers to the picture of her new album, obviously. Right. So again, like, Reputation is nowhere to be found. Never again.
Yeah, and I think we just have to put Reputation to rest for a little while. Unfortunately, because I know you deserved it and it was your time.
But I'm just going to have to wait around. Yeah. So, like, unfortunately, I'm going to be on the outs until Reputation comes out.
Yeah.
Like, I can't continue my life until Reputation comes out.
Right.
Although I do think that the Tortured Poets Department will soothe some of the wounds.
Yes, I think so. I think so as well.
Which I'm looking forward to. I also think that, right, we never know what she's up to at any time. We never know how she's feeling at any time.
Yeah.
Because, again, she said that this has been a secret she's been keeping for 2 years.
2 years,
so they've been writing these songs for 2 years, doing all this shit, whatever. She and Joe only broke up publicly 1 year ago.
Right.
So we don't even know. And then, remember, Jack Antonoff posted, they had just written,
You're Losing Me
in
2021.
December of 2021.
Yeah.
So who the fuck knows what was going on in her life, really, behind the scenes?
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to... I mean, if I had to make an assumption, it would be like a bit of a diary of like that last
Absolutely.
Year of a relationship. Because, you know, like, it's like, you know, you have to end it. But like, oh, God, I'm not ready for it.
I'm going to eat it the fuck up.
I'm not ready for it. I'm really not.
I cannot wait. Because I need that. You know, it's been a while. Like, it's been a while since I've been like wallowed. Like, I feel like things have been generally fine.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I agree.
No really bumps in, you know, well, with the exception of this last week where the Daily Mail called me delusional, but apart from that, nothing really else going on except for like just trying to keep my head above water with like the seasonal depression.
Right. Yes.
But really no bumps and bumps and lumps and nothing's
no,
really going
I
on.
No, I got robbed, but that's
you got robbed. Yeah, that sucks. It sucks you got robbed. That fucking blows that you got robbed. I was thinking about that. I forgot to tell you. Oh, and it arrived today and I didn't get it. I ordered us these things. Because it was a 2-pack, and I was looking for you because I had seen it from and meant to order it for myself a while ago, and I never did. And then I was like, you know what?
Whatever happened to that Gaslighter Rosé?
I check on that every other day, and it still says like order processing.
Oh shit!
I swear to God, they must have like completely run out of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It must have been. I've got
they
no gotta
ferment
emails
the grapes,
about it.
I guess.
Yeah. I've got no emails about it. Nothing.
Damn.
And it's like infuriating, honestly.
Yeah, I bet.
So I got us these. It's a pack of two, and they are.
Oh my God, I'm
so
excited.
These door stopper things.
Oh.
Look how it works.
Oh.
You like nail it into the side of your door, and then when you're inside, you like pull it out and you like locks around the edge. It works on like all doors. Like I thought like, oh, this is
not
gonna work
that's
on my door.
Good. I need that.
But it would. And so it just to feel better when you're inside your house.
Yeah. I got a Ring camera too.
Because I want to. Oh yeah, true.
Yeah.
Still though. We need to lock ourselves in. And
totally.
Especially because you live alone, I live alone.
Yeah.
And I heard that story to you. And I was like, no fucking way. Like, we need to be smarter about this. Yes. Gia lives in a nice part of town and not in a bad building. Yeah. So it's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
That happened to you. It could happen to anybody. So.
Maybe she'll have a song on there about a robbery of love.
That would be nice. And you can equate it to your own shit, which would be great. Which will be great. For real. I feel robbed in many ways.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Generally
they
speaking.
They tried to rob you of your dignity.
They're robbing me of my dignity. They're robbing me of my reputation. Yeah. My reputation is being tarnished right now for no reason. You know what I want to bring up right now on this podcast? Which I never would have brought up until today. Last night, the Grammys was going on. I'm going to talk about it because I'm sick of this bullshit from one Dante the Don, who is an employee at Barstool Sports. I thought my friend.
Right.
And maybe still is my friend. Who knows how much he's bullshitting right now. But it seems to be, to me, that spinning a narrative to make a joke at my expense is becoming the new norm.
It's just weird that he would, like, kick a hurt child. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, kick you while you're down.
Right. And I have been getting fucking buried. And I'm trying to dig my way out. I'm at the point where I'm not even digging anymore. I'm just waiting for them to stop throwing dirt on top so I can, you know, eventually crawl myself out.
Yeah.
Yesterday, during the Grammys, the minute that Taylor Swift announced her new album, I get a text from Dante. Dante has a podcast that is called Barstool Backstage. It is not a Barstool podcast.
Yeah.
No, Dante and Dave... not Portnoy, White Sox Dave from Chicago, are the only Barstool employees on the pod.
Yeah,
it is good.
Yeah,
it has a bunch of musicians on it. It's great. You've jumped on before. We've gone on it before. We love those guys. No problem with them whatsoever. They were doing a Grammy stream last night. I had no idea. They didn't tell us in advance. Nothing. Dante texts me the minute that Taylor gets her award and says it's just a link saying come on the stream. Like, well, we're doing a Grammy stream. Yeah. Come on with a link. I click in. Before I even tweeted my reaction, nothing. I was like, oh, good. I'll come on here. They'll have my like immediate reaction. I had friends over last night. Three friends. I said, my house is full of people. People are now giving me shit, being like, you had one person in your house who was filming you. There were three people in my small one-bedroom apartment, and we all couldn't fit on the couch. I have one person on a chair and three people on the couch. So fuck off. Like, fuck, you don't know my house.
Yeah, you know my name. You don't know my story.
We're all loud. We're all in the Grammys. Yeah. Like, it was a party. We had a little party. Yeah. Yes. A little champagne.
Yeah.
I had to have some coffee because I thought I was going to be up all night. I was like, I'm drinking, you know, I drank it out of like a glass, whatever.
Mm.
All this is going on. Dante sends me a stream link. I go in it immediately. I'm sitting in the waiting room and I'm like, oh, no. I can't be like waiting. They don't let me on right away.
Right.
And I was like, all right, I can't wait around forever. So I leave and I text him. I said, I was just in, but hold on a sec. I have to tweet something and I'll be right back. I swear to God, it took me 10 seconds. I already had the tweet up when he sent me the text. So I just log out. Send the tweet, go back in, and I'm back in. I'm in the waiting room. I'm waving my arms. I'm sitting there. I'm talking to my friends. I'm like, sorry, guys. I have to do this, like, random-ass stream real quick.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my reactions, whatever. I'm sitting there for a full 5 minutes. I'm texting Dante. I'm back in. I thought he could see me entering the thing for the second time. Apparently, he couldn't. I heard this later. Not from him. I heard this from other people who were also trying to join this stream, and it was very haphazard because of Dante. And so I'm in there. I'm waving my arms. I'm waiting. So much is happening, and I'm missing all this shit
online. It's so stupid that he decided to call you out for something so stupid like this.
It's all about the timing when it comes to these things. And, like, if I hadn't tweeted that video of myself reacting, that video has 500,000 views. If I didn't tweet it at that exact minute, who knows if anybody would have cared.
Yeah.
Like, it's a time thing. Like, totally. You have to get it in. So he called at the worst fucking time. I'm going back and forth with him.
He also gave you no heads up.
No heads up. I'm waiting in the waiting room, watching them watch the Grammys, not even talk. For 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I text him. I said, sorry, Dante, I'm out. Like, this is ridiculous. I have other shit to do. Then he writes a blog at night, brings up the Jay-Z thing, and is, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if he's trying to start shit with us.
I don't know.
Or Dave or something, being like, uh-oh, Jay-Z's shading Taylor. I was like, Jay-Z is not shading Taylor. Jay-Z is shading the industry.
Everyone,
like,
yeah.
It's not Taylor Swift's fault that Beyonce has not won Album of the Year. They were never even nominated at the same time. Yeah. She never even, out, like, you know.
Yeah.
So... non-story that he's already starting. He includes my tweet about how I said this is at the industry, and he's right. It has nothing to do with Taylor. And is like, the girl who self-proclaimed hates... Actually, no, I'm going to read it. I'm mad, and I don't care. And if Dante is catching the smoke on this, then that's his problem right now. Like, he goes, I realize that Kelly is the same girl who despised Travis Kelce, actually strike that, hated his fucking guts, basically, with links to my, like, old tweets, which I have... which the videos of me being, like, you know... being pissed off about him at first, which I have since retracted and then some. No, I'm not piling on Kelly while she's down. I'm strictly being passive aggressive because she blew off our backstage live stream tonight because Taylor announced she's dropping a new album on April 19th and then included a quote from one of my texts, not even a screenshot of the text, saying, sorry, can't make it. I'm too locked in, which is not even what I said. He goes, mind you, this is the same girl who my teammates and I welcomed with open arms to join our dozen team, the Misfits, because Jeff couldn't get anybody else to take her.
Okay. He's so full of shit.
Like, I was traded onto the dozen team. Dante boycotted the entire season because I was traded onto the team. We had to find an alternative. RDT, shout out to him, who stepped up to the fucking plate because Dante was MIA
such a
every
fucking
single match.
Yeah.
So no, I wasn't welcome with open, you know, welcome with open arms.
The whole thing is just so unnecessary.
Zero loyalty to Dante when it comes to work.
Yeah.
We're friends outside. That's fine. Zero loyalty to Dante when it comes to work. If you want me on your stream, tell me that it's happening and give me a heads up and give me a, hey, in 5 minutes, come on the stream. Don't, hey, drop what you're doing in the middle of the biggest moment of the night for you and come on this stream, and then we're gonna let you sit there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, to say you blew it off when he didn't even tell
it's
you that it was
crazy.
Happening.
And I made it work regardless.
Yeah.
Even though I had no heads up. I did the exact opposite of blow it off. I fit it into my schedule and I was completely ignored and disregarded. And, and sorry that you weren't caring about my time when I cared about yours.
Right.
So I don't know what the fuck you're going to do with that. So I'm very pissed off about that. People that have no idea what's going on are not even going to know what's going on. And it doesn't matter. I just really needed to get that off my chest.
No, I get that.
Because, yes, people are...
This is a safe space.
Thank you. People are punching down still about
some
bullshit.
It was just an unnecessary shot for no reason.
No fucking reason. Yeah. So I've been arguing with people all day. It's just like a nightmare. Whatever. Sorry for that tangent. I'm just so pissed. Anyway, I don't even know why that started.
I don't really know why either. Jay-Z or something. Dante, I don't know.
I just wanted to
bitch live
out
stream.
Dante.
Yeah, just fuck you, Dante. Like, there's just
no
reason.
Fuck you, Dante. Like, don't. Yeah. Don't fucking... Don't...
Like, there's...
Don't make something out of nothing. Like, I...
There was just no need to take the shot. Like, that's
Leave
that.
Me alone.
Yeah,
everybody, leave me the fuck alone. Leave me alone. I'm talking about
Taylor
Swift.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone. I'm talking about Taylor Swift. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's nothing else. I'm not encroaching on anybody's life right now.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Let me talk about Taylor in peace. Thank you.
Sick of it.
Sick of it.
Anyway,
Not on album announcement night.
Not on album announcement night.
Yeah.
Not on Grammy night.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
No. Also, by the fucking way, I wrote a whole thing. Dante emailed a bunch of us being like, I'm writing a Grammys blog. Can you write your predictions for 10 of the categories? So I was like, 10 different things. I'm writing like, oh man, I think this person, I wrote like a whole blog for Dante to include in another blog of his own. So I already did work for Dante as a favor because he asked me to. It's like, stop. Stop it. Don't paint me as this bitch.
It's
fucking crazy.
It just is incredible how thoughtless that was. He just really did not even take the time to think about it.
Not even close. So I'm remembering how we got there. It's because I need Reputation TV really bad.
Okay, ipso facto,
because
we
my
need
reputation.
Yes.
Is being ruined.
Yes.
Everyone's talking shit.
I don't
trust nobody, and nobody trusts me.
Yes. Look what you made me do. This is why we can't have nice
things.
I'll
be the actress starring in your bad dreams.
Yeah.
Look what you made me do.
Dante
nice
is the reason why we can't have nice things. Okay, you know what? We're trying to celebrate
don't
album.
Don't blame me.
Exactly.
It's just ridiculous. So, yeah. So, I will put away my reputation flag. Mm. For as long
just,
as I need to.
Yeah, you know what? Put it in the corner. Put it in a safe space. We'll bring her out soon. But, you know.
Shh. It'll be okay
Queen,
soon.
We're coming for you, Queen.
We're coming for you soon.
Yes,
God save the Queen, literally.
Yeah, literally. But, I have a feeling it's going to be a little while.
It'll probably be, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a little while. What else was I going to say? Shit, I was about to say one more thing. Put it away. Oh, yeah. So we've entered now. We're in a new era. Torture Poets Department.
Yep.
And so that's why I wore these glasses today.
Oh,
because
lovely.
I'm an intellectual poet.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should.
And also
maybe we should write some poetry.
I would love to. Gia, you know I love to write poetry.
That's true. I
would love to write some poetry. Let's think of a topic. Let's think of a topic right now.
Okay.
And for Thursday, I think
we'll
we can write
a
small poem. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yes, I'm scared.
What should be about?
I might
what
write a haiku.
About? Have a haiku.
Maybe should we do about like the new album or something, or like maybe we can pick an like one of us picks an album. Yeah. Like you pick whatever album you want. I pick whatever album I want, and we write a poem based off that album.
I love it. Okay. Write a poem based on the album, whether how it feels.
I feel like yours is going to be like really introspective and beautiful, and mine's going to be. I love folklore.
No, mine's going to be. I'm going to be like sweating over it for 3 days, like because I take everything too seriously. Yeah.
Folklore is. Good album.
Folklore rocks. Yeah. I love folklore a lot. Yeah. It's the best. Yeah. That's the haiku.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, okay. So
no, I'll put more thought.
We'll pick whatever.
Into it,
yeah. It can be either. It can be like how you feel, and other people can do this too. Let's all do it. Swifties, if you wanna DM it to us,
DM your poem,
and we can read them.
Yeah, read your voicemails
on Thursday. We'll read your voicemails. Read anything if you wanna write a little ditty, a little poem. And about one of the albums that's come out, how it makes you feel, something along those lines, anything. And I'm going down, you already know,
to the
voicemail number.
Perfect.
If you want to leave a voicemail for our Thursday episode, which will be out this week, leave one by Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
Wednesday
night,
morning.
Probably, because we record on Wednesday, so just do that. I'm not sure what time we're recording yet. The number is 347-450-0723. You can also text us on that number.
Yes.
And you can also DM Taylor Watch.
Taylor Watch Instagram.
Instagram.
Yep.
That's where we check all the DMs. Looking forward to that. I loved last week's episode. We got great feedback on it.
Yeah.
People were so hype about it. You guys are so sweet. So keep them rolling in.
Yep.
So much to talk about this week, obviously. So anything you want to talk about, we're down to talk about.
Yep.
And I guess we will move forward from this day and we will process.
Today will forever be known as the day after Taylor Swift announced the dead fucking poets. God damn it.
The dead poets.
The tortured poets department. Oh, God. It's such a mouthful. Dead poets society.
We'll get
there eventually.
We'll get there.
Love you guys.
It'll be great. Love you guys.